meeting to order. And Mr. O'Neill, will you lead us in pledge of allegiance?
Please stand, face the flag, put your right hand over your heart, and pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Upper St. Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District for May 13th. It's 4:30, and we'll have a roll call of Board of Directors here today.
Director Trevino?
Present.
Director Chavez?
Present.
Director Santana?
Present.
Vice President Fellow?
Present.
President Garcia?
Thank you very much. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Trevino and a second from Ms. Santana. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Position.
Okay, directors, there are a couple items in your agenda, the list of demands in the consent calendar and the AB 1234 report. There's an additional sheet for the month of April that has been included in your packet today, just for information.
Good, thank you. This is the time for public comments. Do we have any today?
Good afternoon, Vice President Fellow. We have not received any written public comments. However, if anyone wishes to speak, may do so now at the podium.
Anyone from the audience today? Thank you. You have in front of you the committee reports from the Administration and Finance Committee. Is there any questions? If not, we will file that. Number seven is the consent calendar, which includes minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Directors held April 8th and a special meeting of the Board of Directors held April 24th. We also have a list of demands and financial reports for March 2026, which include financial statements and director's public outreach. Any questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Trevino, a second from Ms. Santana. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Objections? Motion carries. Now is the time for action discussion items. And today we have a Stephen Stetson Engineering, a professional services task order amendment.
Amongst the many other tasks that Stetson is working on for us, they are providing the technical services for the San Gabriel Valley. We call it the San Gabriel Valley Muscle Team. It's Water Master, Upper Water, Three Valleys, and San Gabriel District to prepare and coordinate information, control plans, and other necessary documents as we prepare our control plans for submittal to Fish and Wildlife Service, coordinate meetings with Los Angeles County Flood Control District, do research, work on developing programs on how we're going to deal with the mussel. So we initiated this about a year ago with a small, I believe it was an $8,000 task order. Then in the fall, as we really engaged, once the county turned off our deliveries, we increased the effort. We realized after several meetings with the county, this was going to be more intensive than we thought. So we did amend the Stetson task order about 6 months ago. They just provide us an update and estimate to take us through the end of summer. And that's what you have before you today. So what we're asking today is that we amend the, you give me the approval to amend the task order in the amount of $117,000 for a total of $225,000 in services through September. And we also didn't budget for this, and so we are asking you for a budget amendment to increase the water quality and supply program budget by $200,000 for a total of $823,000.
Move approval of staff recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Trevino to move staff recommendation and a second from Ms. Santana. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. You have in front of you today a number of information items. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to attorney's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A few items that I can report on that Martin's been working on since the last meeting. He was communicating with general manager and staff concerning certain personnel matters, and also worked on a contract for temporary staffing. Also corresponded with staff concerning certain sections of the policy manual, and also communicated work with staff on the retreat and certain confidentiality items concerning the disk profiles that were generated through the retreat. That concludes my attorney's report.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, item number two on the recommendation, did we discuss that already? To
yes.
Amend the fiscal year water quality?
Yes, I covered that in my report on the Stetson Task Order. That was, those two are
related? Okay.
The recommendation has two actions within that recommendation.
Okay. I didn't get there.
Okay. Now we'll turn to the engineer's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a short update on the work that the ongoing work. For the IRP, you all know that, that Tom, we're working on the IRP. The IRP is essentially done in draft form, and staff has reviewed that. Right now, I think Tom is setting up a coordination meeting in Watermaster to review the IRP, and then we'll bring it back to the board. So I think that's where we're headed right now. So the IRP is pretty much in its final stages. For the urban water management plan, I think the draft has been provided, and I think you're planning, Tom, you're planning on presenting at the next board meeting or having it presented?
I think the schedule we'll end up with is we'll present it. Our target is to present it at the first meeting in May for the board's consideration, and if not, then certainly by the second meeting in May. It is due to the state by July 1st.
Yeah, so it's coming up. Okay, the other item that we are working on, which Tom has mentioned, the Golden Muscle Plan, but by the way, I like to call it the Golden Plan. So it matches. I think Tom's going to provide an update on it. There is some news. Some of you have heard some news that we have. It's not necessarily good, but there is some news. And I think that, the boundary situation, no real change. It's at Three Valleys. Three Valleys is working on some surveying, some boundaries, but it's all in their hands, so we're not doing any work on that at all. And I think that's it for the engineer's report.
Okay. The Golden Plan in the Golden Year of America.
Yep.
Very good. General manager's report.
Well, you caught me off guard there. So, you're moving so fast, Director Fellow. I cannot keep up.
I don't play games.
I want to thank the board for your participation in the retreat on the 24th. I felt that went really well, and really happy with how we coordinated and went through that process. And I want to thank you for that. I've realized I attended on Monday the special MWD board meeting. I took Director Garcia down there where Shivaji Deshmukh laid out his vision for MWD for the next few years. And I noted that he thanked the board at least a dozen times, and I realized that makes me look bad. So I want to thank the board for a lot of things, but we'll start with a retreat. So Steve referred to the invasive mussels, which we're working on. We have another coordination meeting with the county Monday. We're helping, working together to characterize the river system, evaluate the impacts, come up with mitigation plan measures, and estimate how much is it going to cost if the mussel gets in their system. Speaking of if the mussel gets in their system, today we received information from County Flood Control. They have found a quagga mussel in the San Gabriel spreading grounds, which are downstream of Whittier Narrows. So the quagga mussel is not in our deliveries. They are not in the state water project water that we deliver. So the question is, where did this come from? And I think, some think it's not good news. Maybe it's not good news for the county. But from our perspective, there's no way to demonstrate where it could have come from our deliveries, but I think it's unlikely. It may have come from a boater, floating a canoe in Lake Lake or any other source could have come in. So it's good news in that I don't think the county can blame us for that. That's why I think it's good news. And the fact that it's the mussel, now we don't know how extensive it is. It may have been an isolated find. They may not find it again. But if it's in the system, if an invasive mussel is in the system, they already have the problem that we're trying to help them deal with. So we'll deal with that. We'll see if it's good news or bad news. And it needs to be verified. They haven't verified. There needs to be confirmation that indeed that is what they found. On back on MWD, Shivaji Deshmukh held a general manager retreat at Gene Camp a couple of weeks ago. We spent a Thursday and Friday out there. It was very productive. A lot of the general managers, we get along really well. We see each other at conferences, but that was where we were, you know, in the reception room. We had a meeting in the afternoon or in the evening after dinner, and it was a really, really good dialogue. I am optimistic that, as Director Fellow mentioned, the Met Board is working well together now, and the Met general managers are working really well with the MWD general manager. So that was very positive. Couple of district highlights, and I'm really excited about this. You know, I can't stop talking about it. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., there will be a fishing event at Crystal Lake. Today, we should have posted the video of the fish being planted, but Kat showed me a video of the fish floating down the flume, the rainbow trout. Some of them look pretty big. So if you haven't signed up, you will need a license. You need to buy a $62 fishing license if you want to do the fishing.
I thought it was for kids. And you're
It might be for kids. So, and those who are kids at heart. We have a work anniversary this month. Priscilla Liu has been with the Upper Water for 9 years, one more year than I've been here. And we have officially a new hire. I think I prematurely announced it at the retreat, but Yesenia Burigun, I've never said her last name, is now officially a regular full-time employee. Community outreach specialist, which was Ruben's position. On a legislative front, Senators Padilla and Schiff have both released their list of congressionally directed spending requests that they have chosen to put forward. And they have, we had requested money. It's more fire response preparedness. So we put in a request for Monrovia's modification to start taking treated Met water as a backup, and because they have PFAS contamination. So we did request in that those appropriations $1.5 million. Anything to add to that, Patty? Did I get it close to right? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. Cool. That concludes my general manager's report.
Any questions?
Yes. Question about the mussels in our waters. So the quagga mussel wasn't expected to be in our system, but we found one, and we don't know how, if that's an isolated incident or it could be a problem. The golden mussel will come.
Yes.
Can these two species live together? Hopefully one's a predator and eats the other one?
No.
Or do they multiply? Do they mutate and become the super mussel?
So, like the movie Splice or something that, where aliens versus predators. So Paul Rochelle, who's really has a lot of expertise in these invasive mussels from his experience working with the quaggas. So it appears the golden mussel is more robust, you know, a little more aggressive. So they may take up habitat that the quaggas could use. They can coexist. There's not predator prey amongst them. But if the goldens are more prolific, they could eat most of the food, take up most of the space, and reduce the numbers of quagga mussels. That's what we know. The thing to note on the quagga, it cannot handle low calcium in the State Water Project. The golden can. So it's highly unlikely that quagga mussel came in through USG3 over the last few years. We did have some Colorado River deliveries for a few days back in October of 2017, and we did detect veligers, quagga veligers, turned it off and monitored for weeks after and never found another veliger in right below USG3. So it's highly unlikely it came from that delivery, which is why it's really going to be hard to, it's not in the deliveries we're making for sure. At least the quagga isn't. Maybe the golden is. So they may actually do their proper analysis, and they may determine it's not a quagga, it's a golden. We don't know that yet, but it's just hot off the press today.
1233, sorry.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yes. Can we get an explanation on what we have back here?
Patty?
So it's the our annual art contest. So these are the submissions that we've received from across our service area. They were up at Waterfest for the public's vote, which we did receive quite a number of votes, but we would like the board to vote. And anyone that's here today, if you would please take the time to vote. Because from here, we will select our winners, and we'll bring those back in June, and then those winners will then go off to the Metropolitan Contest for the Water is Life calendar that they put out next year.
Is it one per category that we can select?
No, there are several categories. So for each category, you will select, I believe, first through fourth place.
Okay.
And then the highest ones
we'll
recognize next month.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Today during Watermaster, I asked Kelly if she thought the quagga mussel was on Noah's Ark. And he threw it out the window. And now it made its way all these centuries, made it to America.
Yeah.
I always wonder about mosquitoes and flies. I would have thrown them off the Ark, too. Stepped on. Sorry, Jesus, but they're worthless little things. Okay, MWD has been very busy. We've got through the budget, and now we're working on evaluations of the GM, the general attorney, the ethics officer, and financial officers. And this is Water Awareness Month. And I'm going to begin by talking about two ad hoc committees under communications and legislation, things that we don't hear that much about. And the first deals with the chairs. I've known Don for many, many years, 30 years. More than 30 years, and he always wants the public to drink tap water. He wants to get off bottled water, and he really wants to do it during his term to work on it. And so that's why we're really working heavy in that line. He believes that the public's use of bottled water equates to a distrust of our product, the water we are selling. And what we have done at AQUA, the winter conference, you may have seen PR professionals from East Bay Mud. They came and did a demonstration of how they're trying to get people up north in San Francisco area to drink tap water. And they had some noted bands and others come up with some songs. And they seemed to be quite successful. So I asked Dee if she'd bring them to Met, which she did. And it was very interesting. And our last meeting, our PR department at Met came up with a plan, an action plan, and also a song for Southern California. And I'm hoping to get that to you next meeting, a copy of that. We're also concerned about health problems of drinking water with plastic bottles. And new research is presented again at Met. Is that plastics are being found in the brains of human beings. Some of it's the size of small spoons is showing up. And I'm at the point now of trying to convince you that we really shouldn't be sending out water to our groups in plastic bottles. I think in talking to people, and doctors have weighed in, and at Met we had some research, that once you take this bottle of water, you leave it in your car, and it gets warm. It could, with PFAS and everything, it could cause health problems. And so I think it's time that we stop these water bottles and getting some kind of those lead cups. I've been after Tom to do this too. Small lead cups, because we have put fountains in all the schools mostly and the parks and to really use that. And I also found out, I asked Don and others at Met if there's a water truck, and I did find that Long Beach has a water truck, and they'll rent it out to us for Waterfest. And I think the kids would get a kick out of that. But I think we have to get off plastic water in plastic bottles. The second committee that's is interesting right now, after the problems that we noted with Cesar Chavez, is we're very concerned about naming facilities after people. And the board is, I'm chairman of that committee, we're writing new policies for naming facilities and tracks at Diamond Valley Lake. And we're going to probably not have any more dedications this year, but we want to put together a policy that will look at, like some of the, my directors want to have people investigate their background instead of just giving somebody this honor, but we want to do a whole background check so that we're not embarrassed. In other action, the MWD board awarded about $27 million contract to Frugal Land, USA Land for the seismic upgrades of Weymouth Administration and Control Building. It adopted a resolution to continue MET standby charge for fiscal year of 2026-27. And interestingly, the board participated in a security awareness training because there's some people who are very afraid somebody will come in MET during a board meeting. Board of directors and shoot somebody. I'm writing a book on that. I'm doing my first history book is Death of the Met. They're going to think it's the opera, but it's really MWD. So somebody at MWD said, I'll give you a whole list of people you put in your book. So those two things are interesting. In addition, I spoke and others about the efforts of Assemblywoman Blanca Rubio. Her bill passed the assembly 74-0, and it deals with the golden mussel and it's stopping the county from controlling who will spread water in our basin. We have a new MET director from Los Angeles. She's Hawaiian, and I know her first name is Paula. Forgot her last name. But she's delightful, and she says she's a recovering attorney. And she's really noted, I think, nationally with food distribution. And so kind of my seatmate, and I enjoy her very much. Before I close, I want to talk a little bit about the Colorado River. Maybe Tom can chime in if he knows more than I do. There has been a deadline date set, I think it's next week, to come up, to have the seven states come up with some kind of plan. And right now what we've been told is that there is a plan that will go forward, and it's a 10-year plan with 2-year increments. But it's not very good, and we don't think it's going to survive the scrutiny of the Trump administration. Arizona still is not happy with anything, and the only thing they agree on, all of the states, is their great fear that this is the worst snowpack in the history of California and the history of the West. And the great fear right now is that Lake Powell and Lake Mead are going to decline drastically. And if Lake Mead declines drastically, there's tremendous problems with that, and even have problems with electricity later on. The only happy news is that Oroville is 300 acre feet above last year's level, and that is good news. And we were told that there'll be a 30% allocation from the State Water Project. But
it's already there.
But Tom, what's the rest of the sentence? But we can't distribute it. And
yep, they don't have a place to put it. If we could turn on USG3, we could deliver some.
And but they also said they were really adamant that it's going to go higher than 30%.
So I had not heard that.
Yeah. So that's it. So any questions? Yes, sir.
Suggestion or question? So when I was on City Council, there was, you know, someone always passed away, they would name, you know, street or tree or park after somebody. And it got to a point where as soon as someone passed away, the emotions were there, and you just wanted to give them naming rights. So I suggested at the time, I said, let's pause a little bit. And we did a 5-year waiting period. So that, like, after a year or two, if that person is still important enough in the community to name, we'll continue to keep doing that, or investigate if something else would come out, because once someone passed away, then people will come out of the woodworks and talk about that person's life. Because I got the idea from sports in hockey, hockey, baseball, and football. There's a 5-year waiting period to go to the Hall of Fame, because as soon as that person goes to the World Series, does a home run, they put them in the Hall of Fame the next day. Well, you have to look and evaluate their life, their stats, to see if it really rises to
the level of other people that have been in there, because emotion usually overtakes some of those decision making. So a waiting period, that's what we did at the city, and it worked very well.
One of the problems right now has been that there's somebody, there's a member of our board still sitting that wants something named after her.
Right.
And that should be, you know, if you're a city director. And then we have people who want to name the building after someone. We have a person who wants the rotunda named after her. And I talked to board members, especially San Diego, to get their take, and nobody wants either of those named after anybody, because it's Met is for everyone. Everybody who works there, it's there, and we don't want to put a name on that. So, my time right now, this tomorrow, probably then Friday, will be spent on meetings dealing with this, just this one topic. So, we'll see what happens.
Okay, thank you.
But we'll name something after you, Mr. Chavez. Water Quality Authority, Mr. Chavez.
So, it was a brief meeting. We did recognize the 100th anniversary of the Valley County Water District, and in fact, it's this Saturday on the 16th that they're celebrating their anniversary and having somewhat a water fest as well. The main event is the In-N-Out truck as well. They're at Waterfest, so hopefully everybody is able to attend their event and celebrate the 100 years. And so that's what we did at the WQA. That's my report.
Any questions? Very good. Watermaster just met. Do you have anything to say about what we did?
Not really.
Basically, in can't even tell you. Deal
right.
With succession
plan. Justin up to give
Justin. Oh yeah, there you can see you. You can give a report. Get me out.
Sure. I can give a brief report.
Hey Justin, you come up the podium so the mic will pick up for the recording.
Sorry, try to get away with it. Just a brief report on the key well elevation is at 263.9, which is down a little bit from the last time we reported. Dam releases coming out of the Morris dam flows are around 300 CFS. Well samples for our water quality monitoring program, 43 were sampled in April and 19 were sampled in March. We also had our board meeting today. I guess besides the announcement to the Quagga and the Golden Mussel, I'd also like to say that the board set the safe yield at 160 acre feet, which represents no change from last year. Do you have any questions? Thank you.
Okay. In your envelope today, you have AB 1234 compliance report there, if there's any questions. If not, we'll go to director's comments. Mr. Trevino.
Yeah, following up on your comment, Director. The rotunda naming of Gloria Gray has been put on hold?
All of them have been. I could talk to you about that in private.
No. Okay. Nothing else to report.
Thank you. Mr. Chavez.
I just wanted to mention that the board had a retreat and did it. My colleagues were terrific. I learned a lot more of my colleagues.
Are you talking about us or Water Quality Authority?
No,
okay.
Us. we had it there at the Monrovia Library, and our staff did a wonderful job setting it up. The moderator was very good, engaging us on different aspects of our personalities and some interesting quotes as well that I learned. He did challenge me with a John F. Kennedy quote, and I did know that quote about going to space, and I'm glad I remember that quote, which was
I know you would come through.
Yeah, I'll
I had to wait, but if I was on Jeopardy, I wouldn't have missed. But it's like Kennedy said, we go to the moon during this decade, and we do other things, not because it's easy, but because it's hot.
Hot.
Yeah. So Kennedy was always my favorite, and if I didn't get that quote, I would have to turn in my teaching credential or something like that.
You did good.
But I'm glad this board, although we've been together for more than a term, we never had that opportunity to share and explore the opportunities and the priorities of this district and get together away from the office. So I'm glad the board partake in those activities. So it was good.
Thank you, Mr. Chavez. Ms. Santana.
I want to give Director Chavez props for trying to say hi with a New England accent.
Oh, yeah.
Good attempt.
What, was I close?
You're asking the wrong person. I have high expectations for that. I just want to mention that the art back there, I had a chance to take a look at it, and it's very, some of them are so, there's a lot of talent, obviously, in some of the artwork, but also just getting into the minds of these kids with that task of having to create a piece of art related to water is life. I really enjoyed it. I got a chuckle out of some of them, and you know, some kids need a little more optimism, I think, but it was really lovely, and if you guys have an opportunity, I would really suggest taking a look. So thank you for setting these up, and that's it.
Thank you very much. Just some notes that Aqua, the new Aqua executive director will be Carla Namath, and we're very pleased with that. Nice woman, and she'll be leaving the governor's her job with the governor on September 1st. Aqua is also is going to start, and I'm going to be the chair of this task force. Interesting. A lot of the board members are against it, but the chair wanted it, so I told him I'd help him. And Adon's going to join me. He said yesterday that he'll join this task force. And it's going to be, Aqua wants to start grading utilities, agencies, letter grades, if they've done a good job, a mediocre job, they failed. And some people think it'll be controversial, but I'm looking forward to that. And we'll see how that goes. June 26th, Region 8 will hold its regional conference. It will be at the Metropolitan Water District from 9 to 2. It will be panel discussions on artificial intelligence and how it relates to the water industry. I also want to give a lot of thank yous on behalf of the board, first of all, for WaterFest. Ms. Cortez and her staff did a great job again. And so I appreciate that, and we all appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. And I also want to talk about one city I represent that I'm so proud of, and it's the city of Monrovia, which the next day at they had a Route 66 celebration, 100 years, and it was amazing. I went to the first event, because I'm on the committee, of the it was at the Historical Society, Historical Museum in Monrovia, on Thursday evening, and it was, I think it was thousands of people, all Monrovians, and they had Helms trucks with donuts, and they had the old ice cream trucks, and it was the displays in the museum. I was just so proud to see this community come together, and it took a lot of work. We had lots of meetings, but it was just wonderful. And then Sunday, we had the parks had Upper District had a booth there, and we gave away replicas of the old water bottles that the Model T's had to fill up water. And I'm going to tell you, I've been on Route 66 going to Connecticut in summer, and no air conditioning, so it wasn't much fun. But we did a good job, and I want to really thank Yesenia and her mother, who were with me, and they did such a she has a wonderful mother. We should hire her, too. Just wonderful. But I do want to thank the staff for helping us. And it was very nice. But I'd like to have some time off on the weekend. So it was very nice, though. Okay. Future agenda items? Seeing no further business in front of this body, this meeting is adjourned.
Next meeting on the 27th, we will have a public hearing for the property tax standby charge. It's an annual event.